It's rare that a story begins at the beginning. In the grand scheme of things, I really turned up at the beginning of the end of this one. After all, the story of the ref I am in Sion started almost 200 years before I was born, and human lives, to ref I am, are as fleeting as a single heartbeat. Some revolutions change the world in a day. Others take decades, or centuries, or more, and others still never come to fruition. Mine began with a moment and a choice. Mine began with the blooming of a flower in a secret city on the border between worlds. You'll have to wait and see how it ends. Welcome back to Sion. 2nd of September, 2059. Each of the train's 10 carriages was upholstered in the style of a small parlour. Rich red carpets, polished rosewood tables, the anchor, Sion symbol, stitched in gold on every seat. Classical music drifted from a hidden speaker. At the end of our carriage, Jackson Hall, mime lord of 1-4 and leader of my gang of London voyants, sat with his hands folded atop his cane, staring straight ahead without blinking. Across the aisle, my best friend Nickney Gord gripped a metal hoop that hung from the ceiling. After 6 months away from him, seeing his gentle face was like looking at a memory. His hand was strung with swollen veins, and his gaze was fastened to the nearest window, watching the safety lights that flashed past every now and then. Three other members of the gang were slumped across the seats. Denitsa sporting a head wound, Nadine with bloody hands, and her brother Zeke grasping his injured shoulder. The last of us, Eliza, had stayed behind in London. I sat apart from them, watching the tunnel disappear behind us. There was a fresh scorch on my forearm, where Denitsa had disabled a Sion microchip under my skin. I could still hear the last command Warden gave me. Run, little dreamer. But where would Warden run? The closed door of the station had been surrounded by armed vigilantes. For a giant, he could move like a shadow, but even a shadow couldn't have slipped past that door. Nishira Sargas, his erstwhile fiancée, and leader of the ref I am, would spare no effort to hunt him down. Somewhere in the darkness was the golden cord, linking Warden's spirit to mine. I let the ether wash over me, but felt no answer from the other side. Sion couldn't be unaware of the uprising. Something would have got out before the fires destroyed the communication systems. A message, a warning, even a word would have been enough to alert them to a crisis in their colony. They'd be waiting for us, with flux and guns, waiting to send us back to our prison. They could try. We need to do a head count. I stood. How long until we reach London? 20 minutes, I think, Nick said. Do I want to know where the tunnel ends? He gave me a grim smile. The Archon. There's a station right underneath it. S. Whitehall, it's called. My stomach dropped a notch. Don't tell me you're planning an escape through the Archon. No, we're going to stop the train early and find another way out, he said. There must be other stations in this network. Danny says there might even be a way back into the underground proper, through the service tunnels. Those service tunnels could be crawling with underguards, I said, turning to Denitsa. Are you sure about this? They won't be guarded. They're for engineers, she said. But I don't know about these older tunnels. I doubt anyone at Sion has ever been in them. Sion was Sion's robotics and engineering division. If anyone would know about the tunnels, it would be someone from there. There must be another way out, I pressed. Even if we did get back into the main underground network, we'd be arrested at the barriers. Can we divert the train? Or is there a way up to street level? No manual override, and they're not stupid enough to have access to street level from this line.